Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson in the house.
I got to be careful. Make sure I don't get any mud thrown at me here.
Yeah,
you guys are slinging it today.
I don't know what happened. I went to bed after a nice dinner with friends, and I woke up in, I don't even know what this is called.
What happened? Like, did your phone blow up?
Well, I'll tell you, my son was ahead of the curve. I woke up to a text at like 5:45 or 6. Oh, this Drake May stuff's blowing up. And I was like, what Drake May stuff? And he's like, his answer and Cam Newton. And that was before it even hit.
Jackson was up at 5:45 texting you?
Yes.
Wow. Was he waking up or going to sleep?
No, I think he was on his way to a lift. I don't think it was by choice.
I was literally just going to say, like,
that's my boy's getting in a lift.
But and then when First Take hit and all of a sudden I watched 10 minutes and I saw Cam Newton praise me for the question and then threaten me about poking the bear and never doing it again, I don't know where it went.
I mean, you know, does it take some of the sting off that he, you know, didn't get your name right? Like, did it, you know, is it feels personal when he doesn't even know?
No,
it's your full name.
And I would actually, I'll use Drake May's own words on our own station to sort of put myself, how I feel about Cam Newton. What did he tell us? Don't ever take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever take advice from Cam Newton about anything.
Yeah.
Other than genetics.
How about sartorially? I think he's a fabulous dresser.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about hats?
Ooh. Not for me. Not for Teddy, you don't like it?
Ooh, I'm not. You know what? His style isn't my style.
Also,
so I would not take advice from him in fashion either.
I find his style redundant. Wear a crazy hat. Wear a crazy, like, there's no, like, breadth or like the seasons change, it's not different, the event, it's big hat.
Well, it's tough though because it's like art, you know, like some people, I look at certain things and people say, oh, that's, there's all these different elements and things artistic about it. I'm like, I don't see that. It looks just like, you know, it's not that, I don't think it's that cool, but some people it's gorgeous, right?
Yeah, you know, Ted, one person sees a blue dress, one person sees a white dress.
That's exactly, well said, Fitzy.
So here we are. Before we get to our three-point stances, we need to reset with Stephen A. Smith. So he claims I took the question out of context. Is that where we're at here? So let's hear Stephen A. Smith, and let's hear the question.
Or some weak-ass reporter or pundit on radio going to ask the question out of context.
By the way, should I take that literally? Because anytime Stephen A. wants to have a bench off, right here. Weak ass reporter.
Oh, okay. So that's the fight that you would take? Yep. So you'd send Teddy at Cam and then you'd take Stephen.
Oh, yeah, just
A.
So you know, if this turns, Ted, I need to know, you know Anchorman, when they all have to fight in the alley?
Yeah.
You're with us, right? You got a trident, you can take down Cam.
Are you out of your mind?
Handle the rest.
We are all one. You know, one die, all
let's
die.
Let's go.
So let's go.
And I also think if you listen
Jackson
to the whole
can
clip,
take my place.
Ryan Clark might be on our side. Ryan Clark was the voice of reason throughout this whole thing. Your boy, Teddy, Ryan Clark, was the voice of reason and tried to keep their discussion on the tracks. But Stephen A. Smith said, a weak-ass reporter took the question out of context. So what was the question? Drake, your coach, Vrabel, dismissed this question, but I felt like I'd give you the opportunity because, you know, you're familiar with this guy and he played for the Patriots. Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh, no. I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, you know, make certain comments. So, you know, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, you know, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
So I didn't take it out of context. If I wanted to critique it and had I known it was going to be played on ESPN, Ted and Fitzy, you know what I would have done?
What's that?
Taken out my three ums. What a jackwagon. I had three ums in a question.
Dude, it's welcome to my world. That's I mean, I can't stand listening to myself.
But it sounds worse when it's on ESPN and they're making fun of you.
No, you're fine.
Hey, how would you like to have the clip played on ESPN and be biting your pinky fingernail like some dodo at his home?
That wasn't great either.
But you guys are trying to figure out what they're saying, and we think we know what they're saying. Do we? Because they talk in circles,
and they
contradict themselves. And so it's a very difficult kind of thing to listen to Stephen A. and to Cam. To really understand what exactly it is they are trying to convey in their words.
It has fool's gold written all over it. Yeah. Cupic Zirconia, middle of the mall.
I will say he delivers with some flair.
Yeah,
he delivers
with the mall is my favorite. I think I'm going to run with that from now on. I've heard fool's gold and cubic zirconia. I have never heard middle of the mall.
Like middle of the mall.
That is a great one.
And some kids are like, what's a mall? Is that a part of Amazon? Or that's a little dated reference, Cam.
A little bit.
You're showing your age a little bit. All right. It's a little after 3 o'clock. We are going to continue to weave in whatever the hell is going on between us and Cam Newton and ESPN. But we are consistent. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for our 3-point stances.
We're 19.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Your tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, so one just went real quick before we get to our 3-point stances. I actually just decided I'm rooting for Stephen A. Smith to be president. Because wouldn't it be kind of cool if the president of the United States called me a weak-ass reporter on national television? Like, I feel like that's a feather in my cap. So, Stephen A., run for president, win presidency, and then I'm going to, at parties, play the clip of you calling me a weak-ass reporter. All right, roll it.
Okay, time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you and your weak-ass pundits need to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Stephen A.'s new best friend and apparently a vote that will be cast for him, Andy Hart. You will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Who will you be antagonizing today?
I'm not going to antagonize anyone. It's a call to arms. It is a joining of forces. We are Patriot Nation. We have a lot of barbs, I've learned in the Twitch chat and on the text line, but we are one in this. He came after your quarterback, Patriots fans. He came after Drake May. He not only said, one of them said, he doesn't measure up to Lamar Jackson and to Patrick Mahomes. No one in their right mind would pick Drake May over those guys. Well, I'll ask Ted about that later because I think Ted might be in his right mind and Ted might like him some Drake May. And then Stephen A. Smith called Drake May a liar. That's our guy. That's my guy. I talk to him every Monday here on Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. He is your favorite player. I know it. I've tried to order Drake May jerseys. They don't exist, Patriot Nation, because you have them. So we once had a wall. We once had a wall where we defended Tom Brady against the power of the NFL and unfair accusations and charges and chasing by the league. We need a wall again. Drake May is our quarterback. He's 23. He needs your support. They're calling into question his character on ESPN. So I say this, Patriots fans, support your quarterback in this fight.
Let's go.
There you go, man.
Fire me up, Andrew.
There you go, baby. Do we think the Stephen A. And Cam's take on the Patriots and Drake is kind of a national perspective?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I think that worries. Fitzy brought that up. Is there some hesitancy in Patriots fans to really fight back? Because deep down they're like, I'm kind of worried he might be right kind of thing.
Could be a product of the schedule.
Well, people are always nervous about something they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, so they've seen what Lamar can do. They've seen what Mahomes can do. They've seen what Josh can do. So it's the fear of the unknown, I think.
Okay. You know what that's called, Ted Johnson? Faith. Faith is believing in something that you haven't necessarily seen, and I'm not getting religious. I'm just saying general faith, right?
Yeah.
Have faith in Drake May. Have faith in what you have seen. Because Ted Johnson, you said it yourself. You've never seen anything like it.
Oh, that is for certain.
So therefore, the idea is usually people get better and they learn with experiences. Mm-hmm. And when you give them opportunities to continue to prove themselves, they prove themselves. So Patriot Nation, I'm asking you, it's quite simple. In the face of these attacks from Bristol, Connecticut, these attacks from Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith, have faith in your team. They're 9-2. Have faith in your quarterback. Ted Johnson told me he's the best quarterback in the National Football League. He would take them over everyone, correct?
That's what I said, yeah.
Cam Newton called you a liar then,
yeah,
too.
That's cool. Bring it on, Cam. Bring it on, baby.
Because he said no one in their right mind would take Drake May over Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, and you say you would take?
I would take Drake May.
So, Cam, I got a man in his right mind, and you know what he is?
Well, that's debatable.
As big as you. He's as big as you, so now I have a big buddy next to me.
I love it.
I'm
always thrown to the front of the line. Just Johnson, get up
you
there.
Know,
get
I
up
mean,
there.
You're the bus guy.
Your whole career.
my whole life.
Just so
Ted,
you know.
Ted, you try this milk. See if it's sour. Hey, Ted, you go hit that guy.
WEEI Afternoons, if we had a bus, you're getting off first.
Yeah,
we want you to scare the ESPN peeps. I want Stephen A. to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know that guy was on the other side. Cam, you're on your own. Cam, get him kind of thing.
I'd have your backs.
All right. We got you. Team WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, there's something about the guy whose signature move was the stun and separate that makes me go like, you know what? I want him going first.
I love that. That is my signature move. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've also coined Drake May's signature move, the skip and rip.
The skip and rip.
We got a new generation's worth of names.
Cam probably hates that too. Cam probably hates it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because Cam couldn't do that.
Oh, God,
Cam's signature move was like, uh-oh, going to run right up the middle and run somebody over. That was his signature move.
Sometimes it's as easy as you hate him because you ain't him.
What do you think, real quick, just side note, what do you think Cam Newton's, what do you think of when you think of Cam Newton, his biggest moment? What's like
not falling on the fumble?
There you go.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Super Bowl 50. Exactly.
And I didn't even go there, Cam. Ted brought me there.
Hey, man.
But you're a man who's
known. The
ball's
sitting right there, bud. It's the Super Bowl. Why don't you just jump on that ball? No?
So this is interesting. Psychoanalyze. Cam failed in his opportunity on the biggest stage. He hadn't been there before, and on the biggest stage, he came up short, and he probably lives with regret forever, correct? So he is, what do they call that, when you're putting it on somebody else, projecting it on Drake May. Yeah, he's good in the regular season, but is he not going to dive on a fumble? Is he not going to make the play when it means it the most? Because Cam, sounds like that was you and your biggest regret.
Ooh.
Is this critique rooted in professional jealousy?
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Wow.
It could be. I mean, just think about what happened to Cam Newton in Super Bowl 50. Like, whenever a kid, drops a full glass of milk on the floor, the first thing they do isn't go, uh-oh, I spilled my milk. Dad, grab a rag. They just stare at it. It's Cam Newton literally just froze in his biggest moment. And so, in a lot of ways, he's kind of not to do nickel and dime, thrift shop psychiatrist here, but that's exactly what he's doing. He's projecting because he spit the bit in his biggest moment.
And I just think in general, he was a guy who was heralded when he first came into the league, 10 years ago, whatever it was, that, Cam's doing things at the quarterback position that we haven't seen before. 10 years later, Drake May doing things at the quarterback position that we haven't seen before. So I wonder if it's just a little bit of a, wow, this kid's kind of rewriting what it means to be special.
Can I just throw out the stats for that game? It's interesting. You look at the quarterback play in that Super Bowl 50.
Peyton Manning
was 13 of 23 for 141 yards, an interception, and 5 sacks.
Yuck.
And won the game by 2 touchdowns.
Imagine living with that, Cam. The other guy couldn't throw the football, and you still got smoked.
Wow, man. Yeah, and then Cam, rough one. He did not even complete 50% of his balls that day.
Because he was a fullback.
Yeah.
He was a fullback playing the quarterback position. I mean, it is what it is.
That game was played 30 years ago. That was played 10 years ago.
Yeah.
In Santa Clara, where we'll be having Super Bowl 60. But don't forget.
Wait, that was in Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. That was
and Drake is going to Santa Clara.
Yeah.
That's right. And Lady Gaga did the anthem and everything. Big flyover.
Writes itself.
Time is a flat circle.
You know, Cam Newton also was judged and, you know, officiated differently. Just like Shaq, just like Gronk. He had his own set of – I've never seen a quarterback. Jalen Hurts should thank his lucky stars. He doesn't get hit 1/7 as hard as Cam Newton used to, and there was never 100%. A flag to be found.
Absolutely. That's my objectivity. He may be coming at me. He may be threatening me. But Cam Newton got screwed by the refs. They used to not call anything on him. Guys like Ted Johnson's size were just like taking pot shots at his head.
Well, he was, you know, lowering his shoulder in the open field.
No, yeah. I know, but in the pocket, they still wouldn't call it.
Okay.
He never got the Manning, Brady, Carson Palmer, Patrick Mahomes type calls. He got screwed there. Probably expedited his kind of deterioration as a quarterback.
There you go. And he's still crying about it. Awesome. All right, Ted Johnson, you are going second here today. Okay. Are you ready?
Let's do it, bud.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. So, you just heard Andy mention it. You know, if I was to draft a team right now, what player would I take? My first overall pick would be Drake May. I believe in the kid. I've come out of the shadows. I'm telling everybody that I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And I think he's the real deal. So that's kind of... We'll just put that as the foundation of what's coming next. I said these comments on my show on the breakdown on Monday, and Michael Holly reacted to it. This is what Michael Holly thought about my comments on BST the other night.
I love Ted. You've never seen a quarterback do some of the things that Drake May has done? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen? You've never seen that before? I think that is a crazy comment. Yeah. What?
Okay, Michael, listen up, bud. I hope you're listening. All right, so this is Drake May in the 11 starts this season. Okay, he has over 2,500 passing yards. He has over 250 rushing yards. He has 20 touchdown passes. He has a 70% completion percentage, and he has an 800 win percentage. I tell you that to tell you this. No other quarterback in NFL history has those numbers over any span of 11 starts in a single season. In the history of the NFL, he's got numbers that no quarterback has ever had in 11 starts. So, yes, Michael Holly, he is doing something that nobody has ever done before.
And Michael Holly... He took the same bait that Cam Newton took. He's listing Patrick Mahomes and like the old standbys instead of just watching and observing and numbers don't lie, right? Like people like to numbers these days. It's 2025. Numbers are a big deal.
What?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I guess you know what a lot of people. They got to see it. You know, they don't. Even though he sees the numbers, he's just still people are still hesitant to give the credit to him because he's young, because he hasn't, you know, even been to the playoffs yet. So how can we crown this guy that good when he hasn't even played a playoff game in his career?
He also has something that I don't think we'd ever accuse Cam Newton of having, some humility, being a little bit humble. You see, Drake May was asked this week why he's leading the NFL in all these categories, and you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably because I haven't had my bye yet. Like, who said, like, that's the perfect answer.
He defers MVP chance to other people in the stadium.
I don't think Cam ever did that. I don't think Cam would have deferred the attention. He'd be like, that's because I'm that damn good. Damn Cam good.
Crazy comment. Yeah.
By the way, stop calling him crazy.
I watched last night because I was curious if they'd follow up on this. You know who came to your defense, Ted?
Who's that?
Phil Perry.
How about Phil?
He sat at that same table where Burt Breer was the day before, and he went to bat for you, and the Drake May is doing things I've never seen before. Yep. So I saw the breakdown brethren coming together last night.
You know, Phil,
I love Ted.
Thank you, Michael. I love you too, bud. But he's a huge Drake May fan. He's been on Drake's train from the very beginning. And when we were doing the breakdown last year, when he only won one game, we'd say to each other, like, I've never, you know, did you see that play where he threw off balance or that bucket throw he had? I've never seen that. But yet the wins weren't coming. So you can't really declare he's special all that often because he's not winning. Now he's winning. So we both feel more comfortable kind of giving our opinions on that a little bit. But yeah, Phil, my man, thank you for having my back. I appreciate you, bud.
Dan Ball, I don't know if this is allowed or if we've ever done it before to take a text during the three-point stance, but it's so ridiculous that I have to read it and get Ted's response.
Let's hear it.
The 401.
Well, you're a weak-ass reporter, so.
Johnson, Drake May has done nothing special. He is nothing more than a game manager.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
Game manager?
Have you watched a single game?
I can't even dignify that with a response.
Literally, that sounds like a person that's never watched a game.
Yeah.
Because his stats, I would argue, the new one? You know the new one? Oh, he's never had a 300-yard game. The hell do I care? Like, is that a thing? Have you watched a game? Have you ever said, boy, if he had only thrown for 300 that day, he would have had a good day or they would have won the game? Like, a game manager who throws the ball down the field and has a better deep ball, Jason McCourty's words, not mine, than anyone he's ever seen.
And I think that's, if you were looking at the one thing, and I think I said this yesterday, when you're like, what does he just do that you just really haven't seen? And I think Phil brought this up last night, and he says he's got over 60% completion percentage of balls that travel more than 20 yards in the air. That's, no quarterback's ever done that.
And that's come down a little. It was actually in the 70s, I think,
it
before
was.
That.
No, it's now, like, now it's just around.
Oh, he's in a slump.
He's a little bit of slump. But you're right. For a long time, it was around 70. That's remarkable to me.
But he is fool's gold. Let's just not forget. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
Indeed, I am. Let's skip it and rip it, baby. Oh,
okay, here is 60 seconds to both skip and rip. Go ahead.
All right, I read from the X posts of our regular Wednesday guest, Adam Schefter. For a second straight day today, Bengals QB Joe Burrow has been taking snaps with Cincinnati's starting offense, preparing him for the possibility that he could play Sunday versus New England. The signs continue to point to a potential Joe Burrow return Sunday versus New England. Guess what, folks? I think you're going to see it. Remember how we were preparing for Drake May to take on someone literally old enough to be his dad? Heave-ho Joe Flacco, a.k.a. Joey from the couch in Jersey. Well, guess what? Possibly the best quarterback in the NFL, who has been out for 2 months, looks like he's going to try to make a valiant effort to return in the face of his turf toe injury after 2 months, an expedited return to take on the Patriots Sunday to try to save his team season. And for those of you that would have loved and absolutely relished a blowout or an easy, stress-free Sunday for the Patriots to go 10-2, don't you dare be cowards about it. Embrace this. A chance for Drake May to prove that he's got it, the kid, against one of the absolute living legends at the quarterback position in the NFL. This is gridiron theater at its finest. I, for one, can't wait. Bring it on, Joe.
I wish I could buy into this. I really wish I do, because I told you earlier, Fitzy, in the week, that the one thing I was sad about is this isn't Joe Burrow versus Drake May and that little matchup we'd have. You're right, he practiced. I think he's going to play on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. And I didn't know this, Ted, maybe you've heard this. Apparently one of the modern concerns, so he's coming off a turf toe, and one of the modern concerns if you come back from turf toes too soon is it puts stress on your Achilles, and you'd either have an Achilles strain or tear potentially. And for a guy like Joe Burrow, like, if that's a risk, I wouldn't be pushing it. It's also interesting that Flacco isn't practicing. So Flacco isn't practicing, really. Joe Burrow is practicing. Mm-hmm. And then the third guy is the wife with the hot bodysuit. I forgot his name.
The girl, yeah.
Downing.
Yeah.
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning, yeah. Look, you know, we are all also, you know, I'm not saying that Joe Burrow is some modern medical marvel, Andy, but at the same time, we're watching the Patriots be led emotionally and physically on field by a receiver who has come back at an extremely high level and shown no signs of having had ACL surgery just exactly a year ago to tear on a non-contact injury. So if Burrow's ahead of his timetable and he looks good, and Zach Taylor's trying to give us the whole, like, oh, well, I haven't seen him out there in any 11-on-11, so it's premature for us to say if he's going to start Sunday. Hogwash. He wants to get out there and see if he can go on a 7-game rip and save his team's season, because he's pissed he got hurt, and he's pissed the way the season's going. And if you're a Pats fan that's like, oh, no, now I'm scared, come on. No, this is what you want. With or without Ja'Marr Chase, I want to see Drake May go up against the league's best for a chance to prove who he is.
I'm not scared. This, you know, Joe Burrow, you look at his numbers from the, I mean, he played a game in basically a half. He completed 58% of his balls. He was only, you know, in the first game, he averaged less than 100 yards. Not 100 yards. A little over 100 yards. I mean, his stats were terrible in the 1.5 games that he played. You know, with Joe Flacco, they've averaged 31 points in the last three games with Joe Flacco as the quarterback.
Yeah, so
I just don't see Joe Burrow coming in without Ja'Marr Chase and being all that effective.
And I think that's the key. Like, either way, they're playing without Ja'Marr Chase. Whoever gets out there at quarterback is has T. Higgins.
But what about Mike Gesicki coming back Sunday, Andy?
I think there's a better chance that Mike Gesicki gives Craig Woodson a tip ball interception than he does of ruining the football game for the New England Patriots. So, all right, that's going to do it for our three-point stances. We'll continue to take your phone calls and your texts on this whole feud with ESPN and Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith. But it is Thursday at 3:30. That means we're going to have our weekly chat with Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. That's up next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Afternoons. Back here on WEEI Afternoons, where we take a little break from our feud with ESPN and Cam Newton. We go to the guest line, where we're joined by Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston. Tom Curran with WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. And Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. How we feeling, Tom?
You know, I'm really good. Thanks a lot for asking. That was kind.
Oh, you know, I always like to be nice to the guests. You take your time to talk a little football with us, a little sports. So, you know, just want to check in. Speaking of health, mental and or physical, do you care if Joe Burrow plays? Like, are you looking for Joe Burrow to play so that, you know, the Patriots can beat Joe Burrow? Or what's your mindset on this whole Joe Burrow thing?
I like watching good players play. I want to see Joe Burrow play. Joe Flacco, formerly good player, performing well still at his advanced age. You know, he's got 12 touchdowns and 2 picks in the 5 games he's been there. He's averaging 300 yards per game. Yeah, I did a little bit of research today.
Yes, nice.
But I would rather see Joe Burrow play. He's one of the 5 best in the league. And I like to be entertained by the entertainment product. So, sure, I want to see Joe Burrow play. I do think the Patriots should be able to take care of business one way or the other, though.
Hey, Tom, I've been taking a little bit of heat from our colleagues there at NBC Sports Boston with my take about Drake May being the best quarterback in the league and doing things that are unprecedented. How would you rank or just how do you view Drake May at this point as far as, you know, as far as the other quarterbacks in the league? You know, do you think he is, you know, one of the top three quarterbacks, best quarterbacks in the league? And what's your take on that?
I would call him the best quarterback in the league on his first contract. And I'm not doing research, but that's my qualifier. How's that? he's not better than Josh Allen. And I think if I hit you with the truth serum and we sat there under one bare light bulb naked, just sitting, not both of us naked.
Naked?
Light
bulb. That got weird.
Whoa, man, what kind of show?
The light bulb was naked, hanging, and we had to discuss over, you know, knee to knee, just talking for hours. I could get you to say Josh Allen. But it's not crazy enough, whether it's Cam Newton or Ted Johnson or Tom Curran and his J.J. McCarthy stuff, we're just throwing stuff against the wall. If it sticks, we're geniuses. Yep. If we're not, we were just talking. So, no, I don't think it's a – it's not crazy, Ted, but you and I both know that your bones are made in January, and that's why we would not say right now that Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the league, because he does things that Drake May couldn't think of.
Fair enough. Tom, regarding Sunday's game and some of the talent the Patriots may have back on the field, do you believe that Ramondre and Kayshon Boutte will be making their triumphant return to the offense? And how would that affect Travion Henderson's usage after an excellent couple of weeks going forward?
I think Travion Henderson should retreat exactly where he was previously with his newfound experience and confidence and go right back to that role, because it's been excellent. And I love to see great runs, because I'm a running back guy from way back, whether it's Walter Payton or Earl Campbell or Super Joe Cribbs or Joe Delaney. You know, those were the guys. Fitzy, I don't know if I'm too old for you there on those.
No, you are not indeed, sir.
Super Joe Cribbs. I love my running backs, and I love the way Travion Henderson runs the football. But the 50-yard touchdowns count in the statistics. But if we got the explosive runs, he's still probably around 3 yards per carry. So there is still work to be done by the offensive line and Henderson to get together and be an explosive back. But I want to see a back who's going to get 4 to 5 all the time. And he might be that at some point, but he hasn't run to the point where I would say, well, you don't need Ramondre out there for 18 carries if somebody's getting that many.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston here on WEEI Afternoons. I wasn't actually going to ask you this, but you brought him up, so might as well. And I will preface this by saying I thought Sam Bradford was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. I thought Rashard Mendenhall was going to be an all-pro running back, and Vernon Golston was the biggest beast I've ever seen on the defensive edge. Now that I get those out of the way, just where are your thoughts these days on J.J. McCarthy? Because people seem to care what you're thinking.
My thoughts on J.J. McCarthy are the same as they were on Mac Jones, Drake May, anybody who sucks and then doesn't be a good player. Now, is he so absolutely – does he own such a linebacker mentality and such a I got this, I'm a blood-and-guts quarterback mentality that – it makes it difficult for him to slow the game down, calm down, and play the way a poised quarterback needs to? Maybe. I mean, I only watched him at Michigan. I love the way he ran. I love the arm strength. I love the way he led. I thought he was accurate as hell. To me, my J.J. McCarthy contention in 2024 was the Patriots needed a tackle so badly I couldn't watch it anymore. They needed to trade down, accumulate picks, and hit two positions. Mm-hmm. Quarterback and tackle. So to me, J.J. McCarthy came into the league a little less known in terms of his value, but he's played like ass when given long stints of time. He's played like ass with, you know, moments of high competency. So the longer anybody plays or does anything, the more opportunity you have to increase your competency level. But right now, I don't blame Minnesota, a team with some aspirations, for thinking to themselves, okay, do we want to do this for the rest of the year if we're still seeking a playoff spot? Because maybe we should reboot and do it again next year. We don't not believe in him, but he's such a wild card right now that it's hard to say we know what we're going to get.
All right, Tom. So the Patriots pass rush is kind of an average to below average pass rush in all the different metrics. And I'm curious what you think the impact of Milton Williams. He's been put on IR, so he's out for at least the next four games. Him not being there on that defensive line, how do you think that impacts this defense?
it's going to be significant. I don't know if it's going to be this week or next, but if I'm correct, you have to miss four games, not just 4 weeks. You have to miss four games. So that means no Baltimore and no Buffalo. James Cook and Josh Allen, you need answers for those guys. Lamar Jackson and who's the running back in friggin' – oh, Derrick Henry. you need answers for those guys. So it's going to have a massive impact, and it could result in those games. If I was doing a line, let's say, what would the Patriots be favored against Buffalo right now? I bet that they would be favored by two. Two. And I think that at Baltimore, they're going to be getting four, maybe five. How's that? Wow. Discuss amongst yourselves. But it's going to be a big deal. Don't you think, Fitzy? If you were doing a line, I'm good at plucking lines.
Yeah, we should do a pod. No one's ever done a podcast called Guess the Lines before. We should do that sometime, Tom.
Well, his is called Doing a Line, and I think it means something different.
Me and Stiz are sitting here twitching right now.
No, Tom, I got to figure you got to get
that.
On a neutral field, you know, the Patriots would get three for being at home, and they're playing a little better right now. I'd give them 3.5, and I think in Baltimore, I think that would be maybe Ravens 1.5. That's just me.
My contention always is that Vegas doesn't care who's playing better. Vegas cares about how they're going to try and get the public to divvy up their money.
Sure.
And the public is still going to look at Buffalo and say, better team. So they're going to get the 1 point.
Yeah, I know, and especially the way their offense played in the second half last week, we'll see. And obviously tonight bears a lot of watching to see how Josh does against one of the five best defenses in the NFL. Tom, I can't believe we got this far into our interview without making mention of this feud that we have, or the mentions that we got on McAfee and Worst Take and everything else this morning. So defense of my colleague or colleagues here, I just want to ask, sir, do you believe, as Cameron Jarrell Newton said, that the New England Patriots are cubic zirconia or fool's gold, or that there's a potential fool's gold element to this team?
Oh, I 1,000,000% agree with Cam Newton's 30,000-foot opinion as a national commentator on football to offer that up. I have absolutely zero problem with a national commentator looking at the Patriots schedule, not watching every single game and every single snap and saying their combined winning percentage and their overall strength of schedule is 363. Nobody else in the entire NFL is under 40% wins. So he is totally entitled to do that. When you look at the fine print and you watch it as a fan, as your listeners are, or watch it as media members, as we do, we understand that they haven't had one single lucky win. I'm not calling Atlanta a lucky win. Atlanta was lucky to be in that game. Maybe Miami, if A-Chain stayed in. But they could be 11-0. Think about how close they are to 11-0. Had May just not played like a second-year quarterback in those two games, they would be 11-0. So that's the fine print that people don't understand. They have handled everybody that they've played. That's what's freaking crazy. They're ahead all the time at halftime, and they get the horse into the barn afterwards. So to me, I don't blame them. I understand it. It's well-deserved because of the opponents. But the fine print, when you really scrutinize it in the calm, rational, normal way, is they're the real thing.
Tom, there's a discussion we're going to have that I want to get ahead of with you, and we're going to sort of talk about guys that can't get hurt. It's obviously an offshoot of this Milton Williams conversation and what we've seen with Booty and Stevenson. If you were going to list two, three guys, who are the most important guys that they need to stay healthy as the real season starts here after Thanksgiving?
Bobby Spillane would be one.
That's a good one.
I'm going off the board. Let's go off the board.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the easy ones. Robert Spillane, Christian Gonzalez, and that's more of a playoff situation than a regular season situation, in my estimation. And Will Campbell.
Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those. Those are good teasers.
I got to ask you, Tom, just to indulge me, even though the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs right now, I kind of like this question that's been batted around. Is would you prefer to go on the road to play the Broncos or play the Chiefs at home in the first round of the playoffs.
I like that.
Yeah. Which scenario would you prefer for the Patriots?
Well, I was just knee-jerk going to say Denver, and then I thought to myself, well, what's Denver's superpower? You can't score against them. Yep. They have a ridiculous pass rush. It's only going to get worse when you're in Denver. I've seen Denver playoff games. The last time we watched one there, Tom Brady almost got sawed in half on several occasions. Yep. So I think Kansas City.
That's crazy. I mean, yep. I almost think I'd agree with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I'd agree with you, man. It's Denver's just, I mean, weird things happen
flying
there, man.
Off the edge on poor Morgan Moses.
Yep.
No, he doesn't need that.
Tom, who do you have right now in the Tom E. Curran power rankings? Who is your number one team in the NFL right now?
It would be, I haven't thought about this. Okay. Some weeks you do it and you think about it, and some weeks you don't. Mm-hmm. Who would it be other than the Patriots, not the Colts, right? They just, their last game was unimpressive to me. Mm-hmm. They struggled. Mm-hmm. The Patriots keep taking care of business. They have a better quarterback than the Patriots do. It's not going to be Denver because I've seen them play horribly. It's not Buffalo because resume counts and what you've done this year, even though I think Buffalo would beat the Patriots if they played Sunday, which we'll find out soon enough. I guess it would be the Patriots, Fitzy.
Wow.
For the AFC.
Wait, did you hear NFL?
No, Rams.
Okay. I mean, you got the Rams, Seahawks, and the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't like the Eagles.
Okay, all right, nope.
I think Rams, Patriots, Eagles, and Seahawks, you know, I guess you'd have to say those four would be your mix.
All right, Tom.
I think the Buffalo's not in it. Okay. Anyway,
you can keep talking. We're just going to hang up on you. Appreciate your time this week. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
See you, guys.
See you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. Coming up next, we're going to react to Tom Curran. Had a couple of very strong thoughts there on the Patriots and this season. And also get his opinion on J.J. McCarthy. Everybody on Twitter and text has been like, ask Curran about McCarthy. Ask him about J.J. Hot take. Well, in his own words, what does he think about what's going on with J.J. McCarthy? That's next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, afternoons.
My thoughts on J.J. McCarthy are the same as they were on Matt Jones, Drake May, anybody who sucks and then doesn't. The longer anybody plays or does anything, the more opportunity you have to increase your competency level. But right now, I don't blame Minnesota, a team with some aspirations, for thinking to themselves, okay, do we want to do this for the rest of the year if we're still seeking a playoff spot? Because maybe we should reboot and do it again next year. We don't not believe in him, but he's such a wild card right now that it's hard to say we know what we're going to get.
That was Tom Curran just moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons talking about J.J. McCarthy. He was a J.J. McCarthy guy, but he also paired that up with he wanted a tackle and sort of, you know, it's those multi-pick thoughts we have when we're doing all those. Ted, you love it, the talk leading up to the draft. I know it. Those months and months
and months. Oh, it's my fave. I did it for many years down in Houston.
Yeah. Well, if we take this guy in the first round, we got to take this in the second. Oh, we can trade down and get two of these and one
of these. I'm going to mock you out.
Yeah, all that stuff. Oh, but so there's Tom Curran responding to the questions about J.J. McCarthy. More importantly, you know what we have today, Ted?
What's that?
The best barbecue in Boston.
Oh, no doubt.
That's the Smoke Shop Barbecue, thesmokeshopbbq.com/Thanksgiving. If you still want to order Thanksgiving barbecue, reminder, that's turkey, ham, brisket.
Oh, and they got ham, too.
Oh, they do, Ted. But you have to order by Friday, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. So, Ted, if you're looking to get some barbecue for the family for Thanksgiving, that's thesmokeshopbbq.com/Thanksgiving. You got to order by tomorrow at 6. They'll get everything ready for you so you don't have to do anything but watch football all day long. Well, you got to pick it up.
Love
it. Pick it up and then watch football all day long. You can go to any of their 6 locations for your pickup, so whatever is closest to your house.
Assembly Row. This is the one I go to.
Boom.
Probably the best, maybe the best account EEI's ever had. Is this,
it's the best food I've ever seen in this studio.
It's, I mean, it's honestly, and it's, they bring a new item every time they come.
I like those, I don't know if you call them, spring rolls. Crispy brisket cheddar spring rolls.
It was incredible.
Amazing.
Then they have a dip with ranch and their barbecue sauce that you dip it into. Not twice now.
No, just double dipping.
But it was, delicioso.
And as always, they got, this is, did you notice it's a new creamy mac and cheese? It's not quite the same mac, so we've mixed that in. We got the new spring rolls. We got the new creamy mac and cheese. We still have the pumpkin spice butter cake that I haven't had yet, but I've had it previously, and it's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
It's quite literally, and I say this in all seriousness, I think it's the only thing that's pumpkin that I've ever enjoyed. I don't like pumpkin.
I think pumpkin
is very overrated.
I'm with you.
That is some good pumpkin.
That is not
overrated.
We got the chopped brisket today. We got some smoked turkey. We got all these things. So, Cam Newton, you may not love us, but we love ourselves right now, and we love our friends over at thesmokeshopbbq.com/Thanksgiving. All your Thanksgiving needs in one place. As I said, sit back, watch some football. Mm-hmm. And then when you're getting a little tired, you might be watching Joe Burrow on Thanksgiving night. Ravens-Bengals Thanksgiving night is the third game. So if he doesn't play against the Patriots, you may be snoozing off your feast or waking up to Joe Burrow on the football
field. Love Thanksgiving because it's the one day that you are expected to do not a thing.
Yep.
Don't have to do it. Don't worry about it.
Nope.
Dads get to just sit on their butts all day.
Sit back, eat, and enjoy your smoke shop barbecue. We love our friends over there. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got a reset. We got a little feud going on. We got the questions surrounding the Patriots, Fool's Gold, Drake May, Cam Newton, Stephen A. Smith, Fitzy and Witz, Ted Johnson. There's so much to delve into. They called your quarterback a liar. And by they, I mean Stephen A. Smith. We'll get into that next. And reminder, 4:30, our weekly chat with Andrew Razor Raycroft. That's all next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.